God made me special, so I can share the gospel in my own way. I want to tell others about Him.
How you live your life helps make the gospel more beautiful to others, kind of like Christmas ornaments. Hey, Zach here. As we get closer to Christmas, I've got another story for you on the Countdown to Christmas podcast. Let's dive into it, then talk about it with some of our friends. Hey, have you put up your Christmas tree yet? I'm just starting, and the first thing I have to do is get all the ornaments out of storage. When I look at them, I realize each is beautiful in its own way. Some are shiny, others light up, and when I put them on the tree, it makes the tree look really special. Those ornaments adorn the tree. When you treat others with love and respect, you're kind of like an ornament for the gospel. People see you and it makes the gospel beautiful. Titus 2:10 says, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Our story today is called Decorating the Tree. Ezra, Clark, and Genevieve sat in the living room with their parents holding small boxes in their hands. It was their family's yearly tradition to go to a special Christmas ornament store where each person would pick out one ornament to put on their family Christmas tree. Ezra, the youngest, had chosen a blue ornament with his name on it. Clark, who was interested in all things at sea, had picked out an ornament that looked like a ship. Genevieve had chosen one that looked like a nativity scene and was made with wood from Bethlehem, the city where Jesus was born. Mom had found an ornament that was in the shape of a giraffe, her favorite animal. And since Dad played the saxophone, he had brought home an ornament featuring a picture of the instrument. After they had all placed their ornaments on the branches, the family stood back to admire their tree. Mom smiled. "You know, I can't help but see the way our unique personalities, the way God made each of us, come through in what we picked to decorate the Christmas tree." Dad spoke softly, "that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things." "What?" asked Ezra. "It's our memory verse right now," explained Genevieve. "Adorn means decorate, right?" "Exactly," said Mom. "We're told to decorate God's doctrine, the truth of the good news of Jesus, with all we do. That's a lot like us decorating the Christmas tree. Just like each of our ornaments is different but decorates the same tree, each Christian has different talents, interests, and life circumstances, but we all represent the same truth, that Jesus loves us and died to save us from our sin." Dad nodded. "The Christmas tree, like God's truth, is beautiful on its own, but God calls us to decorate His truth to help others see how beautiful it is. In fact, just like ornaments, God uses us as part of the beauty of His good news. When we share what Jesus has done for us and use our gifts, personalities, and actions to express our love for Him and for others, we bring out the beauty of His love and grace. So, how about you? Did you know that your life is an ornament that decorates God's message of hope in Jesus? Many people don't know or believe the true Christmas story of Jesus coming to earth, dying for our sins, and coming back to life. So, how does knowing God's truth from the Bible change the way you live? Aubrey?
Probably like the way we can do things, like just whenever someone does something to you, maybe like helping forgiving them or someone.
Yeah, I think you're right. Without Jesus, it's a lot harder to forgive others.
I learned that we shouldn't brag about like how many presents we get. We should be grateful that it's Jesus' birthday, and we should understand that he was born to save our sins.
I'd love to hear your thoughts. Send me a voice message by going to keysforkids.net and tap Countdown to Christmas in the menu. In today's passage, Paul speaks about all kinds of Christians, each with unique circumstances and abilities. God has also given you these things. If you know Jesus, you can show others you love Him by using those gifts in godly ways. When you look at your Christmas tree, think about how you can point others to the beauty of Jesus. Our key verse is Titus 2:10.
That they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things.
And our key thought, decorate the good news of Jesus. Do you want to follow along with the questions for each day's episode? Then ask your mom or dad to download this year's discussion guide. It has links for each day's episode if you want to read and listen online, as well as the questions to talk about with your own family. And if you'd like your voice to be heard, it'll even show you where you can record a voice message to send your answers to me on the podcast. So ask your mom and dad to go to keysforkids.net/countdown to download this year's discussion guide.